everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and in case you can't tell, I've had my coffee today. Today, the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, Men versus Women, Who Talks More? Oh, that's going to be fun. I'm a little tired of all the politics going on in the world, so we may not talk much politics today, although with Sherilyn LeBon, my regular guest, and we do have our regular lineup today, I don't think I'll be able to escape it, nor, frankly, with her, do I want to escape anything that she would like to talk about. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to the BruceSallen.com website, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll see weekly columns, and you'll see all the different blog series. I now have three blog series, Men versus Women, which is the blog column we're referring to today, Social Media, Social Good, and I have a real good one coming up about customer service and Just a Second is what it's called. Don't you love when somebody says to you, when you're trying to get help, hang on just a second. Has it ever been just a second? Excuse me. And then, of course, I have the Evolution of Technology blog series, and then my regular A Dad's Point of View column, which is the one that is syndicated everywhere. The other ones are actually only available on my website. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have finally crossed over 5,000 likes, and I think we're going to stay there. But I don't know. Facebook seems to be slow, and I am noticing a considerable slowdown, I would say, due to the summertime blues, whatever, across all social media platforms. And I guess this is somewhat normal, but it just feels a little more this summer. I'm not quite sure why. So today we do have our regular trio of guests. First, Sherilyn LeBon for political talk, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for religious rap. And finally, my adorable and very favorite therapist, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy rap. And I always do my news, the first of which is the new Because I Said So comic strip, which, of course, you can also find on BruceSallen.com, is called Dad Seeks Advice. Now, the big question, of course, is will he listen to it? Tonight at Dad Chat, we are having a sports night, and it's going to be about sports and our kids with a very special guest. His name is Jerry Doby, D-O-B-Y, who has an amazing background, is very active in the sports world. In fact, if you look at the pre-Dad Chat post, you will see him with Don King, the famous boxing promoter. He has worked with a number of NFL stars and has a new movie coming out that he's working on that deals with homeless situation across the world. He has a lot of firsthand experience with that as well. Very interesting man, and we will have a phenomenal Dad Chat for those of you that are listening live here in Santa Barbara, and for those of you that are listening on a delay across the country, just remember, Dad Chat is there every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. It's a great community of dads and moms. So moms, join us. We have usually 1 to 200 people that are there live during our hour from literally all over the world. You can stay in the loop on everything that is going on in the land of BruceAllen.com by going to BruceAllen.com on the homepage. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You will not get spammed. You will only get a weekly newsletter with updates. So it's safe. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Golf and Target Shooting. Well, that's sort of odd, bedfellows. And for the first time ever, I finally made a vlog that's under a minute. I know you're supposed to make these YouTube videos short, and ironically, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Instagram, but now that they've allowed videos on Instagram, there is a time limit on the recording, and I don't know how long it is, but it feels like it's around 30 seconds. So all the videos are really short, and it's very, very interesting. Okay, very quickly, let's do a Dad's Point of View life lesson before we have to say goodbye and get on to Sherilyn.
You got to act, Shen. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. There is no excuse not to have a regular family dinner. I repeat, there is no excuse not to have a regular family dinner. I read somewhere that the children from families that share meals together suffer fewer problems than those that do not. The family dinner is essential glue for my family and something that belongs as a ritual in every family. As our children grow older and their friendships and extracurricular activities intrude more and more upon their lives, It is easier to allow the family dinner to drift. We parents must insist on having a family dinner at least once a week, period. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Very, very important, that family dinner. It is something we did quite religiously for a very long time. But now that the boys are older, it seems to be less and less frequent, and I'm sort of sad about that. I actually invited my older son to go to dinner tonight, and thankfully he said yes, so the two of us will have some quiet time. My older son is doing final rehearsals for the premiere of his young ensemble of 42nd Street, which is tomorrow, and I'm very, very eager to see it, which I will see on Saturday. So, who talks more, men or women? Well, I would generally assert that women talk more, but that's not really the topic of the focus on the blog or the column. It really is more about what we talk about and the depth and intensity of what we talk about. Ironically, in my own home, I am, which is probably no surprise, I'm the talker. My wife is Chinese, and to take a stereotype, she's a little bit more close to the vest. It's all very interesting. I love the men versus women series. I wrote a really fun one about fashion on the plane ride home from Park City, where I was this past few days. And I think it inspired another one that I'm going to do. It's men versus women, bling and toys. And I think the differences are quite extreme. Anyway, hopefully Sherilyn Laban is going to be calling me soon, and we will be talking about current events. If not, who talks more, men or women, after these messages?
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.